Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Hey.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to another special edition of the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. You know, quite often I like to expose my listeners to something outside of the realm of postal contracts and postal negotiation. And tonight we're going to podcast to you live from Minnesota Axe, located in Eagan, Minnesota. And I'm going to have special guests with me tonight. My son-in-law by marriage, Mike Christensen, and his partner, Tim Phillips. And they're going to give us a different insight into axe throwing. Hey, good evening, Mike and Tim. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing great.
Excellent. Excellent.
Everybody's good there? So, you know, it's funny. I visited Minnesota a couple months back, and I was talking with Mike about axe throwing. And something that I really never, ever thought about doing for fun time or recreation, but I was intrigued nonetheless. So I figured my podcast audience would like to know something about axe throwing. And tonight, Mike and Tim is going to give us a little walkthrough on what it means to be an axe thrower and the competition, the type of axes you should have. So let's get started with, hey, Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in throwing axes.
Well, the place where it opened up and they were hiring, my son actually started working with a job here and got hired on as what you call an axe master. And he wasn't here very long. It was like maybe a week or two going by, and he just was all hyped about it. He's like, "Dad, you got to work at this joint. You got to work here. This is right up your alley." And so I was like, "You sure you want to work with me?" He's like, "Yeah, I want to work with you." He's like, "Absolutely." So, you know, I interviewed, they hired me, been on ever since. This was back in October of 2019, and been here since. And so what we're called, we're axe coaches, we're called axe masters. We're a little bit of like experts, if you will. But, you know, we try hard not to be the axe holes, you know. We might end up being a smart axe, you know. But, yeah, we coach people. We teach them how to throw axes. There is a technique to it, you know, a little bit of a finesse to it. We teach them how to play the game, get them scoring, you know, scoring points. We do the scorekeeping. We answer any questions. Most importantly, you know, we want to make sure people stay safe and have a great time. Beyond being safe on that, you know. And so we introduce them to the games and stuff like that. And then we have leagues here. So, you know, that's how we recruit people to play in our leagues, is after they come in for an event, you know, "Hey, you throw pretty good. Where do you live? You might be interested in doing this." And our league numbers have grown pretty well from us axe coaches or axe masters recruiting people to come in and throw in leagues. And it's a great time. And then it just expands from leagues from there, really, you know, to where you might catch something or see somebody, how they get into, like, you know, an event like on ESPN or something like that.
And it's funny you mentioned ESPN because I was channel surfing one day, and I happened to catch an axe throwing competition. And I found it to be kind of funny because I never thought or never knew that axe throwing was a competitive sport. But if one wanted to learn axe throwing or just get involved for a hobby, what would be some of the axes that they might want to start out with? Is there like a particular, like a beginner axe, a advanced axe, different handles, different blades?
Yeah, so I'm chiming in here for this one, but in the International Axe Throwing Federation, we use an all-wooden handle axe where your handle has to be entirely made of wood, whether it's American hickory or some other type of wood. So within that, they have to be within 17 or 13 inches long from the top of the axe to the bottom of the handle. The best place we start out with in the house axes we use here at M&X are a 14.5-inch American hickory valley axe. And it's really just a standard camping hatchet, 14.5 inches long and with an American hickory handle. That is a pretty standard hatchet to use to throw axes, and it's what we use to teach all of our new events, people who haven't thrown before, and generally some new league members.
And so then the axes expand from there for sure. There's a whole variety. I mean, I got a case full of them. You got a bag full of them. You know.
You can go deep, and you can end up spending quite a bit of money on your axes, but you don't have to.
Right, right.
So if you go to a competition, a tournament, how many axes would you bring?
It depends. You know, if you're comfortable with one axe, whether it's a higher, you know, like, because there's different, you're aiming for a bullseye or you're aiming for what we call a clutch. In other words, it's called a kill shot. And the clutches are higher up on the board. The bullseye is obviously straight in front of you. So sometimes people will like a longer handled axe for those clutch shots because they are higher up. It's a different type of throw, more distance between you and the target. Now, bullseye, they'll use the one they use the most for the bullseyes. They're honed in for that target right there. But, you know, there's quite a few people who will use the exact same axe for all types of throws. Now, if you're comfortable with your throw, I see people use no backups. You know, if you are good at throwing, there's no way your axe is going to break with your throw, even if with an American hickory handle. But, you know, it's never a bad idea to bring a backup just in case. Certain types of leagues, there's duels where you're throwing at the same target, and there's a term called Robin Hooding where someone gets it in first and the other impales your axe. And in the league world, that counts. That counts for both points. If the first axe hit the bullseye and the second axe Robin Hooded that axe, counts for two bullseyes, but you just lost an axe.
So yeah, I mean, having a couple backups is good, and then of course, you know, we got to mention the big axe, right?
Of course, big axe.
You know, so you know, having a big axe, a full size, you know, 25-inch or long wooden handle with a heavier head, what are they, 2.25, 2.75?
Yeah, so the big axes are a little different, obviously. A big axe is just traditionally an axe. Everything else is a hatchet, right? So the axe must weigh between 2.75 and 3.75 pounds in total weight with the handle included. It can be anywhere from at least 25 inches, and it can go bigger from there. Generally, you don't want to go much bigger. You know, you don't want to go past 30 inches. Otherwise, that handle is going to get in the way of your full rotation. No matter what we're throwing, we're looking for one full rotation.
So, I mean, of course, with a big axe, we back up, you know, you back up and throw from a further distance. And the big axe is how you settle tiebreakers. So if you would win a round, lose a round, tie a round, not necessarily that order, you got to settle it with overtime with the big axe, and then the best score wins with those throws.
Now I noticed I heard one rotation a few times already. So when you throw an axe, regardless of whatever your technique is, anything more than one rotation is not going to be a good throw?
It's more controlled. You know, you have more control with one rotation. Rotation and a half, two rotations, you know, you get beyond that, you're losing your control. You're losing, I mean, to be more accurate and have your control, that one rotation is important for sure, I would say.
And anything less is just going to hit the ground.
So if you throw your axe and it don't stick in the board, then that don't count, correct?
Exactly. If it's, that's called what's called a drop. So there's no score for the floor here.
There's a funny add-on to that, too, and there's a couple different lines in our axe arena, and one of them is the fault line, the red line that you can't cross until all axes have been thrown or have stopped moving. Now, we do have axes that drop after sticking and staying for a while, and if that axe drops before you can grab it, it will negate your points.
So, not understanding the game, every time I throw, then I'm going to be, I can tell if it doesn't get a good stick, and I'm going to expedite my movement down here to clear it before it falls.
Yeah, but and the only thing that you have to wait is for your, because you'll be throwing two at a time on two different targets. Both people have to throw. So some of the more pro players will wait until that person starts throwing to make their throw, so that there's no chance for their axe to drop, or if there is, they can cross that red line immediately to grab it.
Okay, so take me through. You know, we got the axe targets behind us here. Take me through the targets, the point system, and maybe let's see if we can throw a couple of axes.
So yeah, first things first. You know, we introduced you to the arena. So we're going to introduce you to, you know, our safety line. You know, you're not allowing food or beverage beyond this point. And then we're going to introduce you to our throwing line. The throwing line is more or less a guide. But in league play, you have to start with 1 foot completely behind it. Now, you can step over it as long as you don't touch the red line, which is the fault line. And now we get up to the board. So we got three rings. We got an outer blue ring, an inner red ring, and then inside the red ring is the black ring, which is your bullseye. So you got 1, 3, 5, you know, for point value. Now, a match has three rounds, and each round has 5 throws. And I've had accountants and teachers get this wrong. It's so funny. You know, ask them how many throws is in a match. And they're like, 5? You know, I just caught them at a weak moment. That's all. But, no, so a match is 15 total throws. You throw 5 throws in one lane, switch sides with your opponent, throw 5 more, switch back, throw 5 more. Now, your first 4 throws, you want inside that blue ring, but inside the black is a lot better. So that's what you're aiming for, those bullseyes. On your 5th throw, and only on your 5th throw, you have the option or the opportunity to call and throw at what's called clutch. Clutch is the green dots up above there. And clutch is worth 7 points. You must call clutch in order to score clutch. So, you know, to make sure that the scorekeeper definitely knows you're going for it, yell it, you know, take charge in it, own that. So you yell the word clutch as loud as you can. And once you call clutch, the rest of the board is shut off. It's clutch or nothing. Now, with the standard scoring, it's the majority of the blade that's in the wood. So more of the blade, you know, you're kind of sticking out of that bullseye a little bit, but most of that blade's in the black. You're going to get that bullseye point. But with clutch, all we got to do is break into that just a little bit for the standard game, and you got yourself a solid 7 points. But unfortunately, if you don't call clutch and you nail it, that's 0. So that's how you play the game. Now, you try to throw at the same time, like Tim was saying, throughout the match. But on that 5th throw, the person who is up in points is going to throw first, and they're going to make their call. You know, they're going to call clutch, or they're just going to be silent or say that they're staying down, and they're going to throw at the target. Then the person that's behind is going to make their call or not. Either way, no matter what, they're going to throw to try to either win it, tie it, or at least score more points. So that's how the game is played, and that's the point value system there.
And to my audience, again, my podcast is all audio, but if I had video, you would see that sound you hear in the back is axes being thrown at targets. So
yeah, that was actually Tim. Tim hit a couple of threes in like one bullseye, I think. No, he had a couple of bullseyes. You can get that bullseye again there, boss. There it is. Nice. You heard that one?
Yes, we did. Tim said, hey, don't take my bullseye and give me a 3.
He's calling clutch right now. He missed it by hair.
So
he's saying, I got
so,
it.
So once I call clutch, it's clutch or nothing. And if I don't call clutch, then even if I hit or break that clutch area, it's still 0 points.
Right, exactly. So it must be called. And then we got another type of game. It's the same game, but we go with what's called premier rules. That's where all of your acts has to be all inside the wood in that targeted area. There's even squared off or blocked off inside that green ring where all that blade has got to be in there in order for a clutch to count. So that's in your premier. So we got like two games that are the same, but they're different with regards to how much of that blade's got to be in the target area to count for your score.
So are there different axe throwing leagues or federations? Do you have federations?
So there's two. So let's take you through the timeline.
Yeah. Axe throwing real quick. Yeah, we'll start out with that because we got this pulled up here. Go ahead, Tim.
So back in 2006, the first axe throwing organization, Battle, BATL, was established in the backyard of founder Matt Wilson. Battle stands for Backyard Axe Throwing League, as properly named. Now, that went on for a few years up until 2011. Then it evolved into an indoor axe throwing sport and opened up the first warehouse in Toronto, Canada. Now, a few years later, 3 years down the road, Battle expands, BATL expands, opening its first locations outside of Toronto, Canada, into the U.S. You take it 1 year later, and other independent axe throwing organizations are going to join the sport, creating it a national league. Now, 1 year later, the IATF is established, the International Axe Throwing Federation. It is to service the sport of axe throwing globally, having one standard set of rules. Now, 1 year later, a couple of things happened. IATF holds the first competitive tournaments between its member organizations, and a new league enters the fray, WATL, W-A-T-L, World Axe Throwing League. They branched away. Founder Mario wanted to create kind of the same thing IATF was going for, but at a faster pace, something more uniform across the board globally. Now, in 2018, that was our first live stream, the International Axe Throwing Championship, with commentary and over about 50,000 views. And from there, we've just been hitting it head on. But we are the originals.
When you said about 50,000 views, that sounds like one of my podcasts.
Modest means, and now it's on ESPN.
Yes.
You know, so it grew from a backyard, you know, sport deal, and, you know, people just having fun. And then now you got to yourself, you know, some competition. You got yourself a sport, a game. And even though it's been around for a while, it's been growing. It's still growing. There are several people who haven't tried it yet. And it's something new. So it's still something new, something fun to get out and do. Here at Minnesota Axe in Eagan, we're actually housed inside a movie theater with a full bar. The pizzas here are actually amazing. We got other food, quesadillas, nachos, a few other things. But, I mean, it's an ultimate date night situation, really, to come in. You can come in, throw axes, see a movie, you know, and enjoy yourself a nice, you know, beverage from our full bar, that type of thing. But we also house events. We've had bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, business outings, team building events, you name it.
Various staff of our good old Vikings here.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, exactly. I got a segue here just for a second. Because I heard, Mike, did you have the opportunity to show one of the Minnesota Vikings to throw axes?
Yeah, actually, I did. I had the honor and the privilege to coach and work with running back Dalvin Cook from the Minnesota Vikings. He was in for an event that he was doing something with the Assassin's Creed game, Vikings Valhalla, and so playing and advertising that video game while he was actually learning how and throwing axes. And that was really cool. That was very cool. I got to work with him, teach him how to throw. He was a really down to earth guy, just super chill. And it was cool, you know, get him throwing. And when he started sticking in that bullseye and hitting that clutch, I mean, he was ear to ear grins. Yeah, that was awesome. I hope he comes back again someday. I mean, that dude was cool.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Delvin. because your daughter just left here, and she told me she was a Viking fan, and she was just given a Delvin Cook jersey. And when she seen the jersey, first thing she said was, "My dad showed him how to throw an axe." So she's, well, not you. She's got a Delvin Cook jersey now. So we'll call it compliments of, because you showed him how to throw an axe, I gave her a jersey. How does that sound?
Maybe she'll let me wear it sometime. We'll see.
Hey, but listen, podcast owners, we're talking with Mike Christensen and Tim Phillips. We're at Minnesota Axe, located in Eagan, Minnesota. Expanding your horizons on different hobbies or different ventures you might want to consider. Now, I know back in Columbus, Ohio, there's quite a few places where you can go to throw axes. But, you know, I was talking to Mike earlier, and I told him, being from the inner city such as I am, the concept of thought of throwing axes kind of never came around my thought process. So I was interested in knowing what's on a person's mind that invites them or intrigues them about axe throwing.
Well, I don't know, a couple things, I would think.
I would say, number one, the thunk, the things you've been hearing. All the axe hitting that wood, that just releases some good old serotonin.
Right. And in this part of the woods, you know, we got quite a few lumberjacks, or, you know, we're known for it, you know, Paul Bunyan and stuff. So, you're out in the, you know, all over the farm or something like that, you're chopping wood or whatever out in the backyard, and, you know, you might just toss that axe a little bit. But the other thing that intrigues me is if you're into like just history, like Viking history or something like that, of that nature or something, you know, it's, you might think about throwing an axe. Now, we don't have double bladed, you know, double-sided axes or spike back axes. We're not into that sort of thing. You know, we don't want people getting hurt. I mean, we do serve booze here.
I gotta ask you a question.
Something different other than a dart or rolling a ball, you know?
Okay. I don't know. It sounds fun, but dangerous. When we have alcohol and axe throwing, is that a pretty safe mix?
Liquid courage is the best thing for certain people. Some people need that.
Aiming fluid, maybe?
Yeah.
Aiming fluid?
Okay, so you guys are giving us a thought. You've given us a thought and got it all figured out already.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you come into an event, you're only here anywhere between a half hour and 2 hours. So, you know, unless you came in pretty tipsy, you're probably not going to be leaving absolutely lit. I mean, and if you do, okay, you do. But, you know, that's part of our safety deal is that, you know, we always mention, you know, at the end of our speech, for any reason at all, it turns out, you know, you can't stand upright, hold that axe correctly, walk straight. You know, you're probably unsafe to drive a car, which means you're probably unsafe to throw an axe. We're just going to ask you to sit down for a little while. You know, don't be offended by it. We're just looking out for your safety, our safety, and everybody within your group safety, you know. For some reason, Tim always thinks I'm in charge of safety. I don't know why.
He's the safest guy we have here. And of all the places.
We still there? Oh, yeah, so... Again, we're talking with Mike Christensen and Tim Phillips. We're talking live from Minnesota Axe, located in Eagan, Minnesota. And again, it is my intent to share with the audience something just a little different from our normal postal podcast. Today we talked about axe throwing. It's a sport. It's growing. And leaps and bounds. In fact, I'm actually shocked or surprised at how large it is. They've got axe throwing teams. Axe throwing now gets airtime on ESPN. So if you're in the Eagan, Minnesota area and you're interested in throwing an axe, then I would encourage you to definitely stop by Minnesota Axe, located right here in Eagan, Minnesota, and just ask for Mike or Tim, and they will give you a tour of the place and show you what you need to do to become a good axe thrower or an axe thrower that's throwing axes just for fun. So, Mike. Yeah. So, Mike, anything else you want to add or you might want to be able to share, Mike or Tim, or add or share with our audience about throwing axes? And yeah, it's just, again, I like the fact that you said, well, I'm releasing serotonin every time it hits that board. So now we can look at axe throwing as being therapeutic.
Oh, most definitely. You know, there's a lot of people who will come over here just to blow off a little steam, and it really is a good outlet for that. Why throw it at a person and get in trouble when you can throw it at a nice wooden board and hear that good old thunk?
Hit a thunk and get points.
Yep, it's a fun time. I mean, and who knows? It can get you places like where you're competing in places like Toronto or other places, maybe even here someday. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
But competing and trying to win some prizes, whether it's money or something other than that. Sometimes some of these venues, some of these tournaments, they do go for some big money. But you gotta definitely qualify for that. You gotta definitely qualify in order to make it that distance. And the best way to qualify, join a league, keep practicing, and keep repeating, and have fun with it.
And don't.
So let me ask
you.
Yeah.
What's one of the largest prizes you know of that to be awarded to somebody for winning an axe throwing competition?
$50,000 for the International Axe Throwing Championship.
But in order to get that $50,000, you're probably going to be throwing a couple hundred axes a day, though. Is that not right?
Oh, yeah. Just for round one, to advance from round one, we take 75 of your axe throws and take the average score, and the top four from our venue and our sister venue in Monticello will go on to round two. So 75 normal hatchet throws, 15 big axe throws, highest average you have, and the top four from our respective venues here, those guys will go in advance round two there. So that's just round one, round two, and then the finals. So between all of that, the finals will be more tournament-based, and you are going to end up throwing over 1,000 axes.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what started off sounding like a good way or a therapeutic way to calm down, once you get past your anxiety and enjoy throwing and maybe join a league, you're going to be throwing an axe. You're going to be throwing a lot of axes. A lot of axes.
Yeah, there's a fine line and a tipping point where no return.
Right. I mean, you either fall in love with it that much, or you're just like, I'm just here to have fun.
Yeah.
So and to each their own, and that's what we're here for. Like, hey, you want to have a good time? Come back. Bring your girlfriend, your wife. You know, just not at the same time, and have some fun, and that kind of thing, or join a league and get competitive, and really hone in that skill. And then we'll even have more fun with that, too.
Okay, closing remarks about Minnesota Axe, Tim.
Closing remarks, Minnesota Axe is the first wholly dedicated international axe throwing venue in Minnesota. And there's more opening up here in the future, but we are the first and proud to be that.
Yeah, we got a couple outstate, too, don't we?
We just opened up in Meadsville, Pennsylvania. So if you find yourself over there, over on the east side, then go throw it. MNX, we still call it that.
An MNX?
Yeah, Minnesota X, MNX. MN
oh, okay.
Is abbreviation.
I got you. I see. I'm learning. I'm picking up. So next time I come up to Minnesota, I'll be like, Mike, let me get the MNXs, man.
yep, exactly.
Hey, listen, as we get ready to bring this podcast to a close, again, we're coming to you live from Minnesota X, located in Eagan, Minnesota. We're talking with Mike Christensen and Tim Phillips, and I want to thank them for spending time with me on the show, introducing my podcast audience to axe throwing. Let's have a wonderful evening, gentlemen. And again, I thank you for showing up, for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kenny.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.